Step 10. Аудиозапись номер 53 к заданию 1. Listen to the talk of two friends and do the task from your textbook.
Well, Dorothy, school is practically over. Any idea about what you're going to do next?
I hope to do modern languages in Manchester University. I'm taking my A-level in French, but in future I'd like to study some Oriental language as well, Chinese or Japanese. And you, what are your plans?
Oh, I'm going to university after my gap year.
Your gap year? Have you taken a gap year?
Yes, I've always been keen on the idea of travelling. Last summer when I left school, I realized that a gap year was a good chance to do so.
Where did you go? How long did you stay there?
I spent 8 months away altogether. 4 months in Southeast Asia, Thailand, Cambodia and Vietnam. 3 months in Australia and then a final month back in Thailand.
What made you choose that part of the world so far away from home?
Southeast Asia has always interested me. No one from my family had ever been there, so it seemed new and different. I was searching for something that wouldn't be easy.
What about your mom and dad? Did they support you?
Actually, it was hard saying goodbye, both for me and for my family. But they understood because going traveling was something I always talked about. I knew it would give me a lot of new experience, probably change me.
Did it really happen the way you expected it to be?
Traveling made me see the world entirely differently. It was like spending a year in the University of Life.
I'd like to spend a year abroad too, after I've done 1 year at university. And I want to make myself useful during this year.
In what way do you want to be useful?
I thought I might teach English in a Chinese school.
It's a very good idea. I'm sure it will help you to widen your scope.
And learn to be more independent. Though I'm certain I'll miss my family and friends.